Welcome to the Cooldown Room with your host, Sky Upshaw, an F1 podcast where we talk all things formula. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to my next episode of the Cooldown Room. Today, we are going to be talking about Imola Grand Prix, which is coming up this weekend. I'm looking forward to this Grand Prix because we've had lots of different things happen at Miami and between Miami and now with news. We'll be talking about that in just a minute. But yeah, thank you for joining me again. It's lovely to have you all back. I hope you're all good. Here in the UK, we've had some really lovely sunny weather over the past week, I'd say. I'm on holiday from tomorrow. I leave at 4 a.m. in the morning tomorrow. So I haven't packed a single thing. And obviously, I had to get this podcast ready and out for you all so that we're all prepared for the Grand Prix this weekend. But yeah, I'm feeling the stress of packing. You know what I mean? When you haven't got much time to pack, I feel like I've got all my bits together, but I haven't been able to get anything out. Like, I have a list, but I just know I'm going to be forgetting something. So I'm a bit worried, I'll be honest. For the viewers watching this, I don't normally have him in the back, but here we can see Kit Connor behind me. I tend to move him out the way, but I thought, you know what? We stan, he's going to stay there for today's podcast. And for all the listeners, just imagine Kit Connor, 6 foot, what's it? I don't know, stood behind me, creepily in the corner, listening to this podcast. I hope that he likes F1 and I hope that he could listen to this podcast one day. Right, so let's get on to some facts about Imola. So yeah, we're heading to Imola. Firstly, I want to start off with the fact that last year this Grand Prix got cancelled due to the heavy flooding that they had. I'm sure we all remember that time where it was really heavy rain and it must have been on the Thursday beforehand. They literally just said we're cancelling it. A few of the drivers had already arrived and most of the teams had set up most of the stuff, but it got completely flooded. A lot got ruined and the F1 had to pay quite a bit of money for the recovery of most of the damaged goods. So, is our first Grand Prix back in actually 2 years. So last one was in 2022, of course, and I'm looking forward to it. I tend to really, really enjoy this track. The track is actually based in a town. If you look at a photo online, the track is kind of surrounding a town. It's really cool. And there's lots of greenery, lots of fields. It feels like there's a lot of vineyards in the area. It's just really cool. I can imagine the atmosphere there is amazing and kind of wholesome. This is a Ferrari based track. Like, this is Ferrari. We're going to see so much Ferrari. So naturally, I'm going to be hoping for a good result for Ferrari this weekend. Yeah, we didn't really have that at Miami. Not as much as we thought anyway. So that would be great. This one is actually called the Emilia Romagna Grand Prix or the Imola Grand Prix or the Italian Grand Prix. This one has so many names, they just can't decide what to call it. It is at Imola in Italy. It is the Emilia Romagna Grand Prix as of right now. It's round 7, so we're 25% of the way through. This is just over 25% actually of the whole season. Can you believe it? The track is 4.9 kilometers long. We have 63 laps on Sunday. The track has 19 turns and one DRS zone in total. It's quite an old track, so it's very classically styled, and I think it's just a really nice and important one to keep on the F1 calendar for years to come. Top speeds at this track is around 356 kilometers per hour, which is pretty fast. There is a total elevation of 12.4 meters across the track. This track is very, very famous for the large reason of the 1994 Grand Prix. I mean, there's been lots of people talking about it over the past few weeks and few months. It's been, 30 years since the death of Ayrton Senna at the Imola or the Italian Grand Prix at the time. This year marks 30 years since his crash and since his death. And on that day, actually, there was two deaths, and I think that's not talked about enough. Another driver, not for Formula One, but another driver called Roland Ratzenberger, also died at the same day, at the same track, and they both came off track and crashed into an exposed concrete wall. Of course, we all talk about Ayrton Senna for obvious reasons, but Roland was there that day too, and it was a very disastrous race day, I have to say. The track is now known for that, unfortunately, but it did change the sport forever, really. So we shall never forget. They have a beautiful statue. It's like a memoir statue for Ayrton at the track, which is gorgeous. And I just think it's an amazing place to remember and never forget that day, horrible day. But it has changed the sport. These things have happened in the past and they've changed them for good. The fact that a concrete wall was exposed in an F1 track, that is, yeah, unimaginable now, because, you know, the health and safety team of the FIA would be having a nightmare if that was the case now. But yeah, lucky to say we haven't had anything like that in recent years, or actually since that crash. But yeah, something to remember. But we all kind of know this track, unfortunately, because of that. But yeah, the track has a lot of great little areas too. It's full of slow, tight corners. You've got some larger corners. It's a really classic track, and I always enjoy the weekend. The weather generally, raining. And the weather this weekend, raining. Friday, we're going to be having a sunny weekend. We're going to be having a sunny day, sorry, not a weekend, a sunny day with 23 degrees. I've actually just had a very hot heat wave coming from the Indian Ocean, by the way. So they've been having a really hot heat wave and it's cooling down for the race. It's a standard race weekend, no sprint or anything like that. But see, Friday, sunny. Saturday, sunny, 24 degrees. Lovely weather. It's going to be really good for qualifying. I'm looking forward to it. Great if you're a fan going. Sunday, raining. And we love to see rain because we haven't seen any rain. We haven't actually used any of the wet or intermediate tyres during a race so far this year. So I'm actually really excited for it. There is a very high chance of fairly heavy rain during the race. It's still going to be about 22 degrees. But this, of course, is going to cause, well, chaos in the race. And I love it. I have to say, I'm sorry, but I do. I mean, if you're watching F1 and don't want rain, are you even watching F1? Like, come on. I mean, the teams won't necessarily want it, but yeah. I think some of the drivers really come alive during wet weather or like the rainy kind of track, because the wet track, if you look at Lewis Hamilton, he tends to thrive in the wet. So you look at someone like Pierre Gasly, he tends to do quite well. Lando Norris does very well in the wet. So it could be interesting and fun. Something that has changed this weekend for the race compared to when we were last there in 2022 is the fact that in 2022, the track limits were insane. Drivers were having their track times deleted, like most laps, I have to say, which of course, if you do it so many times, you can then get a penalty. It was a real problem at the track, and it's basically, at the Imola track, they have a lot of asphalt runoff area, which is basically the part just outside of the track, you know, where they have the red and white bumpy bit, and then they have like a flat bit. These are there so that when and if the drivers do come off of the track, they end up on a smooth surface as to not affect the underside of the car. By having these areas, it actually like promotes fast driving faster into the corners. So the drivers are going to take more risk going into the corner because they know if they come off the track, it's going to be okay because they have a large asphalt runoff area. So to kind of solve the problem or trying to make it better, they've replaced, either decreased the amount of asphalt or removed it entirely for multiple corners at the track. So it's now been replaced with gravel in most areas, more gravel than before anyway. This means that the drivers will have to be more careful when they come around the corner. They have to slow down a little bit to make sure that they don't run off the track, because the gravel will damage the car. And you see all the time where the cars are almost uncontrollable in gravel and they can crash, or they can just be a nightmare to get out, or you just completely lose it, basically. So yeah, that's what the FIA have done to kind of solve the problem. We'll see if that's actually worked over the weekend, particularly in practice and FP3 and 2 as well. The track times may be slightly slower, but we'll see. But yeah, I think it's just reduce the kind of regularity of track limits, you know, with the track times being deleted. So just a little interesting fact for you all. The fastest lap during a Grand Prix at this track is a 1 minute 15.441. That's set by Lewis Hamilton, and he set that back in 2020. So as I just said, I'm not entirely sure whether the track times are actually going to be slightly slower due to this gravel replacement during some of the corners, but we will just have to see. Some of the corners that it's been adjusted or replaced with the asphalt is turn 9, around turn 12, so turn 11, 12 and 13, and then turn 14 and 15. The race results back in 2022 ended with Max Verstappen taking the win, Sergio Perez taking second, and Lando Norris taking third. Speaking of Lando Norris, we have just come off the back of a very exciting weekend for McLaren. I mean, well, maybe not so for Oscar Piastri, but Lando Norris took his first ever win in Formula One after 5 years. We've been talking about this for weeks now, it feels like. But no, it only happened like, what, for me right now, 10 days ago. I'm not over it. I'm still super happy for him and he deserved it big time. My real question now is, how is not only Lando himself, but also McLaren going to come back from this big high in Miami? Imola is a very different track and we will be seeing quite different results, I think, from all of the cars. I mean, Aston Martin were one of the worst. They were kind of equal level to Haas and Alpine in Miami, whereas this weekend their car may suit the track a bit better and we could see them higher up in the points. That's an interesting point to think about. But Lando could do well. I mean, he did get third in 2022, so we will have to see. We will have to find out what that is like. We haven't been there last year, so the cars have changed, not massively in that time, but yeah, I'm looking forward to it anyway. Big news has just come out not long before I started filming is that Alex Albon has extended his contract with Williams. He's continuing on for a multi-year contract. This goes through the 2026 and 2025 new kind of car rebrand, which is great, very exciting. Yeah, he clearly trusts that team and works well with them. I'm surprised he hasn't taken a leap anywhere else yet because Alex is a really great driver and Williams might not be doing enough for him with how that car is. They do have kind of the building blocks for a really great team and a really great car, but as we've seen in the last few years, I mean, they have improved so much, but they're yet to get anywhere near the podium, let alone low points. Logan Sargeant is still running with 0 points in the championship, and Alex has only got a handful. So I think Alex is probably destined for more than Williams, but he's signed his, well, next many years away to Williams. So we will see how he gets on there. I'd love to know your thoughts on this continuation of their contract. Please let me know in the comments or DM me or whatever on my Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, whatever you feel like. But yeah, I think that's interesting that he's decided to stay. I think he does work well with the team. I think the team really support him. I think James Vowles is an incredible person to be in charge at Williams because, I mean, he's been in it a long time and he always talks really good sense. Like when I listen to what he's saying, I'm like, he knows what's going on. You know what I mean? So yeah, I think interesting one. We will see what's to come. It's that time of year, like silly season, where we just get loads more contract deals, more extensions, or maybe people are moving. Like we've already had Nico Hülkenberg move, of course, from Haas to Stake, which will obviously become Audi. Like all these little things, it's kind of exciting. Like, oh, what's gonna happen next? Who's gonna move? Oh, yeah, so the grid for 2025 is definitely establishing itself. I'm really pleased to see a few different names in different seats so far. Biggest being Lewis Hamilton and Ferrari. I'm really hoping for a good result for Ferrari this weekend because they did well in Miami, but they were definitely clearly expecting to do better than they were. So yeah, I think we'll be really interested to see where they get to at the weekend for sure. Speaking of Williams, they are actually the most successful team at the Imola track. They've had 8 wins in total in that team. And then the most successful driver is Michael Schumacher. And he has had 7 wins in total at this track. So yeah, I'm going away tomorrow and I'm obviously going to be away for the Grand Prix. I'm going to be in Greece in the sun, which I'm really excited about. But I am trying to find a way to make sure that I will be able to watch the Grand Prix live, like on Sky Sports or whatever. Because, you know, when you're in a different country and that just doesn't allow you to watch certain things, I'm like, how am I going to be able to watch the F1? Like, what am I going to do? One of you might have to, like, live stream it for me. But anyway, yeah, that was just a little short facts about the track. And I hope you've learned something about the Grand Prix this weekend. I hope you enjoy the weekend with the Grand Prix. And you will hear from me very soon. Thank you so much for listening. And yeah, bye.